This is the Boston Red Sox news feed on CLNS. Today is Wednesday, August 1st, 2018. Wow, it's August already, huh? I'm Adam Blue reporting for CLNS, a leading online provider of audiovisual coverage for the Boston Red Sox. The Red Sox offense was MIA yet again on Tuesday night, mustering up just 6 hits while squeaking out just 1 run as the Philadelphia Phillies earned a split of their brief 2-game interleague series with a 3-1 win at Fenway Park. Jake Arrieta was in control all night long, surrendering just 6 hits while striking out 7 Sox hitters to earn his 9th win of the season and move to 4-0 in his last 5 starts. Boston had their chances, stranding runners in scoring position during each of the first 3 innings, but could not produce a clutch hit to break the game open. Xander Bogaerts picked up the only Sox RBI in the 6th inning, plating Blake Swihart, who extended his hitting streak to 11 games, with a ground out, but Boston left another runner 90 feet from home as newly acquired second baseman Ian Kinsler struck out to end the 6th. The Sox had another solid scoring threat in the 9th, as a walk to J.D. Martinez and a pitch striking Bogaerts in the hand placed runners at first and second with no outs. But Kinsler whiffed again, pinch hitter Mookie Betts popped out, and Brock Holt struck out looking to end the game. Drew Pomeranz continued to underwhelm as a starter, needing 95 pitches to toss just 5 innings, giving up 2 runs on 4 hits and 4 walks. Pomeranz is 0-4 in his last 4 starts, and his 6.56 ERA would be dead last among starting pitchers if he had enough innings to qualify for the stat. Joe Kelly, Heath Hembree, and Matt Barnes blanked the Phillies in the 6th, 7th, and 8th, but Hector Velasquez allowed an RBI single from Carlos Santana for Phillies' 3rd and final run. Roman Quinn had 3 hits for the Phillies, while Santana and Michael Franco added 2 hits each for the NL East leaders, as that trio joined Arrieta as solid fantasy plays in daily games, which should be played on the best new daily fantasy baseball app, Draft. It's daily fantasy baseball, but not like the other guys. On Draft, you play live snake drafts with other people, just like in your season-long league. Drafts last for just one night, and once you're done drafting, that's it. Just set it and forget it. And the best part, play for cold hard cash and get paid out the next day. Drafts start from just $1, so there's literally a draft for everyone. Join me on Draft today. Just search Draft in your app store or play right from your computer on Draft.com. And all Red Sox newsfeed listeners get a free entry into a real money baseball draft when you make your first deposit. But you have to use the promo code RedSoxBeat. That's right, play a real money game for free just by using my promo code RedSoxBeat when you make your first deposit. The loss dropped the Sox to 75-34 on the season and snipped a game off of their lead in the AL East, heading into a big 4-game set with the New York Yankees starting on Thursday night. The Sox are now 5 games clear of the Yankees, with both teams sporting an identical 38-15 record on their home turf. The trade deadline came and went on Tuesday afternoon, with the Sox staying put and not adding any more bodies to their roster. Boston did make a splash after Monday night's dramatic 2-1 extra inning win, adding Kinsler from the Los Angeles Angels for 2 pitching prospects. Kinsler was 1-for-4 batting 6th in the Boston lineup on Tuesday, and manager Alex Cora said that he would primarily remain in that spot in the order. Boston did enter the game with some bad news as ace Chris Sale landed on the DL early on Tuesday with left shoulder inflammation. Sale is leading the league with a 2.04 ERA and leads the majors with 207 strikeouts in just 141 innings. He is 11-4 in the season and was coming off a dominant start on Friday night against the Twins, striking out 10 batters while allowing just 3 hits and 6 shutout innings. GM Dave Dombrowski stated that the team believed the injury would be a short-term one, and it was something that had been building up for a while. Brandon Workman was recalled from Pawtucket to take Sale's place on the roster, and Brian Johnson will claim Sale's scheduled start on Thursday night against the Yankees, with CeCe Sabathia taking the hill for New York. Be sure to check back here on Thursday at noon for a look at the huge series with the Yankees and get more info on the scheduled starters for the 7:10 p.m. series opener. You can stay up to date with all of our Sox content by subscribing to the Red Sox news feed on iTunes and Stitcher, by following our Twitter account at RedSoxCLNS, and by checking our website at clnsmedia.com. This has been Adam Blue for CLNS.